Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a born seer who was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by two conscious mediums, her grandmothers. And she channels spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. And let's just welcome Ada Marie. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I am very good.
Good. That's good. We got a lot of wind today, so if it breaks up our phone line, we can't get back on because it's too hard. But it's been good for the last hour, so I've been able to answer the phone whenever. And with any luck at all and the help of the wisdom and the angels, we'll be able to do the whole show.
Wonderful. Well, since some people fussed that we didn't announce your phone number last week, let's just start off with that.
Well, we can. Ada Marie at 520-896-9510. And you can call between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. I am in Arizona, the Tucson area. So that's it. I do not answer the phone after 7 o'clock at night because usually I'm asleep by then. I'm up very early in the morning, and 4 o'clock does come early. So I just quit. Otherwise, I made myself sick by trying to work too long. I'm not sick anymore. I'm perfectly healthy and feisty, and I like it, going to bed at 7 and getting up at 4.
My goodness. Well, you know, it's a good time for healing and prayer work.
Yes.
Nobody bothers you.
They don't. And, the East Coast is 3 hours different from us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have to get up so early.
I see.
And people in England are ahead of us, too, here. So I have to be a little, I have to sleep sometime to be able to be talking to them.
Uh-huh. Well,
anyway,
that's the way you live your life. And you've been doing this for years and years, I know.
I have. I've been doing this since, oh my goodness, I can't even tell you. I lived in California at the time, and then I moved to Washington, and then I moved back to California, and I've been doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I only do 1 hour a week. I used to do 3 hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it got to be till my head was spinning because I couldn't answer all the mail.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people write in, you know. If you want to write, you have to write to Ada Marie, Post Office Box 230, Oracle, Oracle, Arizona, AZ, 85623. And I will respond probably with a note, a letter, or send you a little book, whatever. Anyway, send your questions and I'll answer.
Very good. Okay, so do you hear anything from Spirit at this moment?
Earlier today, I did have a communication with Spirit, not in the last hour, but around 10 after 8 this morning, I received a resounding Spirit communication. And you know, in our family, we've had two deaths, and one of them was my cousin burned to death in the fire in his house.
Oh.
He was crippled and couldn't get out of the house. And the other one was his sister, who, and I'm sure it the shock is what killed her. She had built a fire for him and went home. It was in the evening. And thought she had it all shut up and everything fine, and then his house burned, and they're in Montana, and it's kind of a not too great of a place to live when it comes to taking care of things like that. Anyway, we had his service, and we talked on the phone, a number of us, and then yesterday she passed away, and I think she passed away because she felt like she'd killed him and she wasn't dealing with it very well.
Mm.
So we had two of them in a week, and it really it had everybody up. I want you to know that when people transcend, they go into another wonderful, wonderful place. And the reason you're grieving is of their loss is because you probably spent a lot of time with them and loved them a great deal, and now you can't pick up the phone and call them, and it's different. So always remember that the person who transcended and made their transition over there are in a wonderful, wonderful place. Very seldom is anybody in any harm. They're all in peace and they're loved, and there's angels and members of their family that is transcended, and so they are cared for. They're very well cared for. Anyway, I got a little nip this morning about 7 o'clock, and it said, "We love you, we love you, we love you." That's all I got. And I said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And I know that was her coming back to tell me, you know, that they loved me.
Good.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a wonderful feeling. That's made my day, even though it's been windy and cold and rainy. It's made my day full of sunshine.
Well, you know, it's so amazing. When we trust God and we believe God is wonderful, and yet we get so upset when our loved ones go to the other plane. So that's kind of a...
Well, I think it's most people don't even have an idea of what it's like in the other planes of life. And on the earth, there's a lot of, you know, stuff that doesn't have to happen that keeps going on and on. There's anger and pain and suffering that's totally unnecessary if people would change their attitude and not take offense at every crazy little thing. So it's a matter of letting go of the negativity. And when you hear it, release it. Let it go and let the spirits above it take care of it. I learned long ago that there's nothing on the human level that I can do except send love and light. And when I hear of something, that's the first thing I do. I send love and light to surround that person, the situation, everything that's happening around them, and all their loved ones who are being upset. I just keep sending love and light until finally the energy changes and the love and light takes over and I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, because and one of the things I do when a loved one of mine goes on is to tell them not to worry about
right.
us here on the plane and to just dive into everything that is available for them and go as far and as high and as deep and as positive as they can.
Right. And then you're giving them that encouragement to move forward.
Yes, yes.
Because it's hard for them. Some of them say, well, there's nothing, there's no conflict here. Mm-hmm. There's nothing here that... Everything's already okay. And I said, well, you know, people on Earth have made a lot of conflict because they want attention.
Sure thing.
And the only reason that there's conflict on Earth is because people want attention. The only way they can get it is to do something that makes everybody unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it comes from. But basically, on the other side, it's very harmonious, and there's schools you can go to. They're just,
right.
It's endless, endless.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been pronounced dead 3 times, and I can tell you right now, I haven't been any place on this earth that's as wonderful as being out of your body and home in your real life in the spirit.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So...
It's amazing. It really is. It's quite amazing when you think, what would we do if we didn't have all this pain and worry and disturbance and everything?
Yeah, if we didn't have this body, it would be great. We could do a lot of wonderful things that would be good for everybody around us and the whole country, the world.
Mm-hmm.
Our world could be happy and joyous.
That's true.
But every person has to make that happiness one at a time from their own heart. See, that's the thing. People, you can't expect people to make you happy. You got to make yourself happy.
You choose to do the best you can and be satisfied with it. I mean, because God doesn't expect anything of us anymore than our best.
He doesn't expect anything.
Yeah.
If what you do is good and positive, that's wonderful. If mm-hmm. what you do is not good, that's okay, because you're going to have to do it again until you get it right.
Exactly.
That's the clicker. He don't care what you do, but he does know that eventually you're going to go through it until you get it turned around, so it's okay.
Because
it's right.
He loves us enough to let us make our own mistakes and learn from mm-hmm. them.
Right. That's the whole point.
We do have some listeners who have some questions. Are you
okay.
about ready to take some questions, Ada Marie?
I'm ready.
Good. Okay. Hello?
Hi, this is
Hello?
Valerie. Hello?
Valerie, you have a question for Ada Marie?
I wonder if she could give me clarity on where I'm moving later this year.
On what?
Where she is moving later this year. This is Valerie.
Oh, Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't know, Valerie, because I don't know. You've given me no address or area where you're thinking of moving.
Someplace warm, hopefully by the beach. I'm thinking south, but I don't know for sure which area to
where
look
are you,
for.
Where are you living now, Valerie?
Michigan.
Okay.
I can see why you had moved by the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of water in Michigan. And if you want to, you might want to go further south, be warmer.
Yes.
Is that the plan?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good plan. I second the motion.
Okay, so
are you getting any hints as to where it might be from North Carolina down to Florida, maybe? Where?
Well, it's actually in the I think it is in the Carolinas, but closer to the Florida line. So I'm not sure. It'll depend greatly upon what she can do when she gets there, where she goes, right?
I would hopefully transfer my job, and I can go pretty much any bank in the city.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So have you picked a place?
No, that's why I'm trying to get some clarity.
Well, the clarity you need is to how you feel. So take a pencil and paper and write a number of places, streets or states or whatever it is, on a piece of paper. And then just very carefully, over a few days, meditate on the places you've written and check the ones that are affirmative and cross out the ones that aren't. Because I have a feeling
okay.
that you there's a number of areas that you like, and you're just having
yes.
a difficult time picking one. So do it that way. Just write them down and leave space, and then just spend 1 or 2 days on one and meditate, and the feelings that come or the energy patterns that you meet with, it'll give you a chance to decide and narrow it down. You may narrow it down to 2 and then end up with an all different, a different thing altogether. But at least you've had some clarity of places and what you might want to do if you move.
Ada Marie, I'm just wondering, something just came to me. If she named two or three cities that are high on the potential, would you maybe be able to get a vibe off one of them?
Well, I might be, but it would be, that'd have to be a private counseling. She'd have to call me.
Okay. That you got that, Valerie?
Sure.
Because that takes time. I've helped a lot of people. I do a lot of work for the people in the movie business of moving from one place in the country to the other. And a lot of people in the businesses, high up in business, when the CEO will be given an opportunity to change jobs, and the first thing that happens is his wife is on the phone, emergency, 11, 12 o'clock at night. You got to... Ada, and I wake up. I say, "I'm here, honey. I'm awake now." Because they want to know if that's a good place for them.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll stay on the phone till.
Valerie, do you have Ada Marie's phone?
Yes, I wrote it when she started the show. Thank you.
Good. Okay. So the main idea is to call her privately, and she can work with you on a whole different level.
Yeah, one on one.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Great. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Are you there?
I'm here. We're going to the next caller. Hello.
Good.
Hello. I'm trying to connect with someone in the 845 area. Hello? Are you on mute by any chance? Well, I will come back to you later. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a work collaboration in the works with two people. One is
what
here,
is your name?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. My name is Catherine.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yes, and one of the people's name is Albert, and one is Pierre. If I can get some clarity, too, please, on how it would work out with them, if they're kind.
Are you thinking of a personal relationship, or are you thinking of a
work relationship?
Work. No, it's for work.
Now, say their names again.
Pierre and Albert.
Well, they're both easy to work with. I think Albert is a little faster than Pierre. I think he thinks faster. But there would be both good to work with. Are you choosing one? Is that the thing?
No, there would be for different projects.
Oh.
Yeah, one is for one project.
Yeah. Because they're both pretty good workers, and they're both... easy to get along with.
Oh, okay. It's kind of newer with Pierre, so I wasn't sure. And you're right, it takes him like a while to get back to me.
Right, and I think the first one would be better.
Yeah, Albert.
Yeah, Albert.
Yeah.
So you kind of know where you are with him faster.
Right,
well, and he gets things done faster than Pierre. He just does it, you know.
Mhm.
So I think that's one of the reasons it makes it easier to work with him.
Okay.
If you like to work at that speed.
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be something to think about.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You're most
honey.
Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Mhm. Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Okay, and your question is?
Well, I'm currently in the midst of looking for a new location to relocate, and I was wondering whether right now would be the right time to look for a place, because what I have been looking for and through my own searches, I haven't been able to find the right perfect place. So, or even a place where I can imagine myself just staying there temporarily. So I was trying to see if it's like the universe is telling me to stay put and keep lodging with a friend of mine, which is my current situation right now.
Right. But you will move, but it will be in May. I see you moving in May, and you're to a nice place close to where you work. Where do you work?
Oh, I don't work. I'm just in school.
Mm. Well, you'll be close to wherever you, if you're working, if you're in school, you'll be close.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is you will, if you just pay attention to the papers and then drive around, a lot of times you can drive around and see just the right location you want and look at it and then look it up in the papers and you can find just exactly what you want. I found several houses like that. I went to an area and walked around the block, like four different blocks, all the way around the four different blocks, and then I come back and then I get in my car and I drive around, and then I go home. And then the next day, I go back, but the car seems to know where to go. So if I miss the turn I think I wanted, I take the turn that comes up next. So
okay.
I just kind of maybe miss something, you know. But eventually I find probably the first place I looked at that I liked is usually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It very often happens. You're just sort of directed.
Isn't that amazing how often we go back to, after we find it, look for a dozen places, we go back to the very first place we looked at.
Right.
It's so
and
amazing.
And that's it. And that is the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, we just have to convince ourselves that our instinct is correct, right?
Well, once you get inside, you usually find that not only it's okay inside, but the people around you are good people, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's important.
That is.
I think,
I recently got out of a housing. Yeah, I recently got out of a housing situation, which is why I'm currently lodging with a friend, because of the people in the old place that I was in. It was just intolerable.
Yeah. So now you're starting over.
Well, I'm in the intermittent. I just hope, like, my friend will just say that, oh, it's okay if you just stay put for at least a couple more months.
Yeah. That'll be good. In the meantime, you can be looking for something you like better.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything you pick up regarding maybe a number or something?
I'm not getting one. If I was, I would give it to you. But I do see a landscape that might make a little bit of sense. It's in a kind of it's not flat, but it's not hilly either. And the streets are very clean. The houses are very neat. There seems to be people there, but I don't see any of them out walking around at this time. But they seem to be very all like a community, a very happy community. I get the feeling that it's a very well built community, and very, very, everybody's very congenial. And if there is anything there and you could find it and afford it, it would probably be wonderful.
Okay.
That make sense?
Yes, it does.
Do you know about where I'm talking?
No, not at all right now, but I'm sure that it will come across. I'll come across it.
Right.
And
you will.
I'll try to use those tips.
Yes, do that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, pay attention to the feeling that you get when you get into a neighborhood.
If it's uplifting, it's wonderful.
Yeah, okay. So we have another caller. Thanks so much for, is it Valerie calling?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no, this is Catherine.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi. I was curious in if you see a new job with a shorter commute kind of coming in here in the very near future.
In the very near future, actually, it's a new. I think it looks like an old company that's got a new face. Very close to where you live. You know,
oh, that'd be wonderful.
less than a mile, I think.
So drive around
and see what's happening.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking for a sales job that's close. I have a long commute now, but give myself 2 more hours a day would be fantastic.
Absolutely, I would say so.
An old company with a new face.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's
okay.
Interesting.
No, I'll definitely look for that.
Yes, and you'll have to look because the new face is a little bit hidden because it isn't quite finished yet, but it'll get there. But just knock on the door and find out what
wonderful,
they have to offer.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
I said, find out what they have to offer, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Sounds
Thank
like
you so
a
much.
Plan. You're welcome, okay?
Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
That was very quick. Uh-huh. From the questions we've been having, it sounds as if a lot of people are they're taking heart and looking to make a change and something a little different in the air. Is it you couldn't tell it was spring here in New York, but sometimes in spring people start looking around for new and better
yeah, opportunities.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the chances for things looking up in our country and our planet and our?
I am holding steady to the fact that we have to come to grips with this situation in our country and become responsible. And some of the powers that be need to take their responsibility more seriously. So, that being said, I can't say any more.
Okay, how about the individuals? We as individuals. What?
I think everybody is trying to take care of the matters around them and their community as well as they can because circumstances are so crazy. They're up and down, you know. And somebody said they were going to repeal a gun law and you couldn't buy a gun until you had gone to school for training. And I think, and the seriousness of that, I think that's very important. I really feel terrible when I hear about all these senseless killings for no reason.
Absolutely. You know, you have to study to be able to drive a car.
Right.
And I know there was a famous author who used to say that he never drove a car because he considered the car was a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
So here guns are even deadlier than
right.
cars, really.
And people should not be given guns just at random. I mean, just because they know it's their grandpa's, it doesn't mean that they should be given to them and they won't be responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's too sad.
That's true. And it seems evidently that some people leave their guns out so that that children are getting hold of them.
And that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just like you take your key out of your car so nobody can
drive it away.
It away. You need to put, you know, maybe put your guns away in a safe place where
nobody's going to bother.
Where irresponsible people can't get hold of them.
Right. Right.
You know. But my goodness, when I was a little girl, my father used to go out hunting, and what he brought home, we ate.
You're right.
That's what
happened at our house too. We ate the meat that was brought in, and after we had to get it fixed. I've got a picture of a bear hanging in a tree and getting ready to skin, and that'll be a night's, you know, that'll be enough food for the whole area for the winter.
My goodness.
And I've got that picture. I don't know where it is, but it's in the picture box someplace.
I never heard of eating bear meat, but I guess.
Oh, yes. People eat bear and elk and deer,
and
they eat it all. Bear meat is very good meat, actually. It tastes more like pork. So it's a tasty meat if it's prepared well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I've cooked all kinds of meat coming from the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the preparation. You have to really know how to prepare it, and people can't tell. I've even cooked horse meat, and they couldn't tell what it was.
Uh-huh.
So
there's an interesting thing that I heard lately that only half as many people are actually hunting as were hunting maybe 5 years ago. So
yeah,
that's very strange. I just caught someone might be calling with a question. Let me see.
Okay.
Let's see.
Good.
Hello?
Hi, this is Lindsay. I'm calling from Arizona, too.
Oh.
You're calling from where?
Arizona.
Oh.
This is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Yes.
Well, I'm in Tucson area. Where are you?
Oh, I'm down by Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. That's a nice area. And what's your question?
Yes, I like it. I was looking for some love, please.
Some what?
Love.
Love.
Well, I'm going to give you an old remedy that somebody gave my aunt. My mother and my aunt were both trying to get married, so somebody told them they had people they wanted to, you know, they were interested in, to write the name of that person and put it under their pillow when they went to bed at night, and then say good night to them, whoever they were. Well, what happened was it worked. My mother married Uncle Hugh, who was they were brothers and sisters. Uncle Hugh married my mother, and Uncle Hugh were brother and sister, and they married Clint and Monty, who were brother and sister. So there was, I have double cousins who are all like one family.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. And they did that, and the way they did it was the lady said, put the name over the door that you want to marry, a man with blue eyes and whatever description. And they did. And the first person that come through the door, they would meet, and there would be an opportunity for a relationship. Maybe they would marry. Well, that's exactly what they did. They married.
For God's sake, so funny.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it certainly is.
When we tell that story, it's really confusing because the brother and sister came through the door on the one day, and the next time the other brother and sister came through the door, so they married. and they've been married 75 years, so there's some truth of the goodness
Something
of it.
Something must have worked.
Yeah, it worked. But it's always a big joke when somebody tells a story, and I'm not telling it as funny as everybody else does. But they didn't know the women were doing this. See, nobody knew this except these two women that knew this, these older women. So when it was all, they were all getting married. They all got married in the same day and the same minister and all that stuff, all that commotion. And then after that, my aunt forgot to take the names or the love thing off of the door. And so a man came to visit who was a relative. And he come in the house and he said, there's something wrong with this house. It's something's the matter here. And my grandma looked up and said, walk back out the door. Just walk back out in the yard. I'll take care of it. She got up on a chair and took that thing off of the door.
Oh, that's funny.
It really was funny because people talked about it forever. And he was looking for somebody to marry, but
everybody in that house was married already, huh?
Yeah, right. They were already married, so you know it was something that had to change there somewhere. Anyway, that was really funny.
Had to be very funny.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So anyway, that's
an amazing story.
It was a crazy story, you know, but it was funny. And they talked about it for years. They're all gone now, my mother and my uncle and my, you know, they're all gone.
Hmm.
But they stayed friends all those many years.
I don't have anyone in mind,
at?
Though.
We're looking at the... Huh?
I don't have anyone in mind. I don't know anyone I want to marry.
Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to get married either.
But let's see, the whole thing is one of the things is think about how much you have to give to a marriage. Think about all of the things that you have to offer, and then think about the kind of person that would enjoy the things that you have to offer.
Right. That's a very big point. So it is, and I always think people are foolish if they get married within a year and a half of meeting somebody. They say, "Oh, this is wonderful," but that doesn't cut the ice. Marriage is a whole different story.
Okay, thank you.
You sound very cheerful and and quite charming, and I think you have an awful lot to offer. I suspect that you underestimate yourself.
Okay, well, so, I've been going out and getting new outfits and feeling better, so I was
good.
Just hoping for some
good.
To see if you saw the right
you
one
just
coming
haven't
for
met
me.
Anybody yet. It'll be long before you really find somebody that strikes you with an interest. It'll be November, honey, but just keep going out and meeting people. You'll find it's good to know all kinds of people.
And some of the people you meet might wind up being friends.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of love interest, you know? And you think about you have only one lover, but you have many, many friends. So the more friends you have and the more giving and receiving that you're doing, the more you attract the right person to you.
And you will. So that's
Thank
a
you.
Good thing.
All right.
Okay. Okay. You know, I think we wore her out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the wind is blowing so hard, I can't believe it.
Ah.
It always scares me because when trees start bending down, as tall as they are.
Well, I
know.
just hope we don't lose the connection.
I hope we don't lose it too.
The wind where you are, it blows down.
It's overwhelming.
Down.
Well, we're right at the base of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And when the wind comes over that mountain, it just lays everything out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the problem is. I've been watching it and knowing so far we've got by very well without a problem today.
Yeah.
But we've had other days when we didn't make it.
Huh,
so,
that's true. That's true.
So I think we can be blessed.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah.
I think the wind's running about 40 miles an hour or something, 35 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's bending low.
Okay.
So.
Well, is there anything else that's on Spirit's mind today?
I haven't heard of anything coming through. I know I've asked the spirits to kind of hold the wind back so we could have a show.
Oh.
And they've done that because it goes down and it comes up. And just
mm-hmm.
a minute ago, it came up flying through the air. Trees are bent over, and then now they're back straight again, thank God.
That's good.
We really have a funny Arizona's very funny. It's very arid and dry and miles and miles and miles of just dry sand. And then there will be, like this where we are, these clumps of trees, and they grow. And they grow so high, but they grow... Most of them, like ours are attached to an underground river. And I didn't know that until a year ago, and the guy come through and he was checking the ground for something, and he said, you know, don't you, that you bought the property with the river on it. The river is running under your property. I said, what? What are you talking about? He said, the river that comes down off the mountain back there runs right through your property, right out to the street. And there are puddles of water that come up in the street every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So that was very interesting.
You just said something that just intrigued me. You said you've been asking Spirit to sort of tame the wind for you so that we could have a good show.
Yeah.
What else do you talk to Spirit about your everyday needs?
Well, I talk to him about everything. If I'm in the kitchen and I'm working in the kitchen, I'll say to him, now look, don't let that phone ring while I'm standing here at the stove stirring this pot. Just don't let that phone ring. Because I can't leave this without ruining it and answer that phone.
Oh, that's
so
funny. That's,
you know, just
funny.
Things like that. I'm always talking to Spirit. Anyone can talk to their spirit guide, and they will respond. Anybody can do it. It's just common. Anybody can do that kind of thing.
So, in other words, don't be embarrassed about talking about the small things. Some people feel like the only time they talk to God or only type of spirit is when they're desperate and need something. But
that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I don't need anything, and I'll say thank you, God, thank you, and bless you for this wonderful day. And then also, I might say later, I say, now look, I'm going to be in the kitchen, so don't tear me away from that stove or I'll burn up my pan. I mean, I talk to him all the time.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'm up in the night, you know, and you have to get up in the night, and I say, I'll be in the bathroom, and I'll say, now look, I got to go right back to bed and go right back to sleep, so you better help me. And I go back to bed and I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can ask your guide to do anything. They'll do it as long as it's positive. You cannot ask for anything negative.
Mm. I think I'd better try that because sometimes when I get up in the night, I can't go back to sleep. So
well, you would if when you're sitting in the bathroom, you say, okay, now I have to go back to sleep very quickly and peacefully so I'll have energy tomorrow. Give them a reason and they'll put you back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So it sounds to me like what you're doing is you make spirit a part of your daily life.
Every day. From the time I wake up until the last thing I do when I go to bed, and I tell them, now be sure to take care of everything. I've done what I can do. Now I'm going to let you take over.
Leave it in your capable hands, huh?
Yeah, and go to bed, and I go to sleep.
That's wonderful. Well, it's it. I think if more people did that, we'd have a lot less insecurity and concern about the future and worrying about whether things are okay or not. I mean,
I turn everything over to him, and whatever I face the next day, I know that that's a lesson he's giving me to learn.
So how much time do we waste that worrying about things that we have
don't exist,
that we have no control over?
No.
And yet we waste our time with it and imagining things. So many people, they call and I talk to them, and they say, well, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens?
That's ridiculous. They're putting bad things in the air and bad things in the ether. They don't even know they're doing it. They're just doing it, you know.
Yeah, my mother used
just
to worry constantly.
I had a cousin that came here, and she says, well, what if it rains and we go to town? I said, well, we'll get wet. So if we don't take a raincoat, we'll be in trouble. She says,
yeah.
Is that all you think of? I said, I'm not thinking of it. It's common sense. If it's going to rain, take your raincoat.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, I agree. So,
we're just about out of time, but I want to tell you something.
Yes.
I want people to look in the mirror and take a good look at themselves and tell themselves what a wonderful person they think they are and how wonderful and happy they are to be healthy. If they would just do that every day, it wouldn't take long until the doctor's offices would be empty.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
All of you, think about it.
I like that.
Because the body can heal itself if you help it.
Yes, it can. It certainly can.
Yeah.
And
so,
too many times we focus on the negative
instead of the positive. You know, when they left the East Coast and they came in covered wagons across to the West, they didn't have hospitals. They didn't have things handy. I mean, they lit a coal oil lamp and hoped to God it didn't fall over and burn the wagon down, right?
That's right.
They were responsible. They took care of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's
mm-hmm.
missing today. These people are not responsible. And once they take responsibility, their life turns around real fast. When people come to me for a 3-day retreat, I ask them 3 questions. At the end of those 3 questions, we either work or we don't. So that's it. Because if they're not going to take responsibility for themselves, they don't need me.
Yeah, you cannot take responsibility for somebody else's life.
Yeah, I won't.
What you can do is to kind of point them in the right direction.
Well, and there are certain little steps you can give them so that they get their head straight so they do point themselves in the right direction. And I've been very successful with that, especially people that are in the business of acting or working with other people. They really, really gravitate to those things, and they find that they're little things, but they mean a lot.
Uh-huh. How do you go about doing that?
What?
How do you go about that?
By having them here sitting with me, and then we talk. Depends. Everybody's different, so I can't. There's no ballpark way.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's different, so whatever it is that they, what tools they have are the tools I work with.
Okay. We have someone else who has a question. One second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, my name is Tonette.
Tonette, nice to meet you.
Hi there.
Oh, thanks.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is, I have another question about another female. Her name is Desiree. Things were going really, really good for the last 8 weeks. And then all of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, she kind of fell off the map here. She's not communicating. She's not calling. She's not texting me much. She's telling me that she doesn't feel good. She got bronchitis, or she's just not in the mood to socialize. I really need to know what the problem here is.
She's found somebody else to see.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
She's spending more time with someone else.
Yes, she is. And I'm giving it to you straight across the board.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She never spends a long, many, many months with any one person.
Okay. Huh. Well, she is living with an ex-boyfriend, so I don't know if they're trying to work things out or what.
I'm sure.
I don't know why she wouldn't just tell me that.
It sounds as if the need that you fulfilled, she is getting that fulfilled someplace else. It sounds like I'm getting something that she is kind of a little bit of a user. Is that?
It might be. I mean, I don't know.
Ada Marie? I do believe we just lost her.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're. No,
hello?
Ada Marie. Ada Marie? I think the wind picked up and disconnected her.
I don't know why.
Dear.
I don't know why Desiree wouldn't have been honest and said I found somebody else or I'm not interested. And she is living with an ex-boyfriend in his home.
You know,
they have
something,
separate bedrooms.
Here's what I would suggest.
Okay.
If she calls you again, be nice and just wait and see what's going on. But stop reaching out to her and just see what happens. And don't trouble yourself about her, because if she wants to be with you, she'll call. You have so much to give. You have many other friends that spend more of your time with people who give back to you. You know, you want to get a sort of give and take kind of feeling instead of someone that's always calling you with their problems.
Mhm. Well, if she's trying to work things out with this ex-boyfriend, I don't think it's going to work.
That's her problem. That's what I'm trying
right.
to tell you. It's her problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you
right.
need to spend time with people who appreciate you.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Hey, just realize what a good friend you are and say, well,
I just don't know why she wouldn't be honest. Why wouldn't she be honest and say, I'm going to try to work things out with Andrew?
Why are some dogs brown and some dogs black?
I don't know, but this is a 40-year friendship.
Well, it just again, I'm saying, let her come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just let her.
Well,
and if she's
working something out with someone else, I don't want to be with her. But I don't have any proof of that, other than you guys telling me this. This is the first time I'm hearing this from anybody.
Why did you call and ask to get information that you haven't been getting someplace else?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you get new information, what you want to
uh-huh.
do is live with that information for a little while and see how it works out for you.
Right. Okay.
All we can do is tell you what we get.
Stand that.
And
okay.
the whole thing about you is you waste too much time wondering why things are happening instead of just dealing with them.
Right, okay.
So the sun comes up in the morning because it comes up in the morning. You don't sit
mm-hmm.
there and say, now, why did that sun come up?
Right.
And what does that mean? You just
right.
accept it because the sun came up. So
right.
you accept this Desiree, the fact that Desiree is not calling you, that's
mm-hmm.
just how it is. So if you begin to respond to life in that way instead of wanting
mm-hmm.
to know exactly why it's happening and what's going on, you will have a happier life.
Right.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
Well,
there
thank
you go.
For the reading. Thank you.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And, you know, no matter what information that anybody gives you, it's what you do with it that's important.
Right.
You're the one. You're the
right.
one that's running your life. And if
right.
somebody gives you a hint to make your life more comfortable,
mm-hmm.
try it. And if it doesn't work, try something else.
Right. I understand.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you.
My goodness, when your name is Tonette, and
yes.
the first thing I thought when I heard your name is when I was in a fourth grade, I was given an instrument that was called a tonette, and we could make music with it.
Uh-huh.
That's the only other time I've heard that name. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
I don't even know if they still make tonettes, but when I was in the fourth grade,
I don't know. I don't
long
know.
Time ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was a little black, and you blew in one end, and you
mm-hmm.
and there were little holes, and you put your fingers over the holes and made different music.
Right, right. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I know they have a little fancier version of that. I believe they call it a recorder. But
yes, that's
what
it is. Yep. Mhm.
Mhm. But a long time, long, 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 long time ago. And I really enjoyed being able to make music. So,
right.
But at any rate. What I just want to say to you is is, make your own music.
Yeah.
Make your own music.
I know.
And
I guess I'm just really confused because Desiree was planning on moving into my home and everything, you know, leaving Andrew's place and moving in here. So that's why I'm a little confused.
Oh, well, you might have been saved.
I don't know.
A disappointment, or maybe she found a better place, or a cheaper place, or a better, or who knows? But just after 40 years, no wonder you're wondering. But what I would say is just say.
So you don't see her moving in here. You don't see her moving in here.
No, not right now. Huh. Okay. That's about all I can give you, Jeanette. There's someone
okay.
else is calling in.
Okay,
but
sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Evelyn, I'm so sorry, but... We lost Ada Marie. Evidently, the winds in Arizona broke our connection. This is Mary Blake, and I'm a spiritual healer. I don't know if I can help you or not, but I'll be happy to speak with you.
Well, you probably can. How do we heal one's ability to not to have confidence? I think that's an area that I lack, even though I know I'm good at something, I'm quick to put myself down. Or, like, even if a compliment, let's say someone says, oh, that shirt looks really nice on you, oh, you're pretty, or something like that, I'm quick to say, oh, no, I'm not, but thank you. And
okay,
just,
let me say real quickly here now.
Okay.
The only... proper way to respond to a compliment is to say thank you, because when you're almost arguing with somebody who says something nice about you, like saying you must be stupid to think that this is a pretty dress, or you must be dumb to think that I'm smart when I know I'm not. Do you see what I'm saying? You are running them down.
Yeah.
You're insulting their intelligence. But when you, it's almost arguing with them.
Uh-huh.
When somebody says something nice to you, say thank you.
Got it.
Okay. But do you understand when somebody says, what a beautiful dress, you say, this old rag? I mean, you're almost saying, like, how stupid you are to think that this is a nice dress. It's nothing. Can you feel that? Can you
it makes
hear
sense.
It from a whole different viewpoint?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely can.
Good. Okay, and the one most important thing I want to give to you is you need to acknowledge to yourself when you did a good job.
Okay.
Because a job is never done until it's acknowledged.
Okay, will do.
If you can say, gee, it feels so good to get that done. I'm so happy that it turned out so nicely. Feel the difference of the energy that you, it builds up inside you.
Okay. Never thought of it that way.
Got it?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. And it looks as if we are at the end of the hour, and I'm so sorry that we did lose Ada Marie. But again, next week, 5:30 Eastern Time, 2:30 Arizona time. We'll be here for the hour and looking forward to your connection, your questions and your energy and your enthusiasm for our work. Love and light. This is Mary Blake, and my telephone number is 212-724-4081. And to speak with Ada Marie, again, her telephone number is 520-896-9510. And her her website is Ada Marie at thegoldenoracle.com. I believe that's it. And thank you so much for your calls and for your enthusiasm for our show. Love and light.